Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Opening statements begin today in San Francisco in the shooting death of Katherine Steinle. Steinle was killed July 1st, 2015. The man charged with her murder was an undocumented immigrant with a criminal record who had been deported several times. The death quickly became a rallying point for those opposed to sanctuary cities. The Republican National Convention in the summer of last year featured Steinle's death in a program called Victims of Illegal Immigration. Take a listen to then-candidate Donald Trump talking about it in Phoenix shortly before the election.
Kate Steinle, gunned down in the sanctuary city of San Francisco by an illegal immigrant, deported five previous times, and they knew he was no good.
Marisa Lagos is a politics reporter at KQED in San Francisco, and she's been following the case. Marisa, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, remind us who Kate Steinle was and what happened on July 1st, 2015.
Katherine Steinle was a 32-year-old woman. She lived in San Francisco. She had grown up in the East Bay of the San Francisco Bay Area. And she was walking along Pier 14, a waterfront area popular with tourists and locals, arm in arm with her father when suddenly she fell and hit the ground and had been shot by a single bullet. She later died.
How did she come to be shot? Was this an assault?
Well, that's kind of a key part of this trial. Essentially, there was a bullet that exited a gun. It hit the ground before it hit her. And the man charged with murder in this case is a undocumented immigrant who had recently been released from San Francisco jail. He had been homeless for a few months and was, his lawyers say, he was basically sitting on the pier passing time when he noticed something wrapped in some sort of cloth underneath a chair he was sitting in, and that as he unwrapped it, the gun went off. And they claim it's an accident. The prosecutors in the case have charged him with murder.
You're talking about Jose Inez Garcia Zarate. He's being charged with murder in this case. This case has reached the spotlight in America because of Zarate's immigration status and the fact that he committed a crime after being subject to deportation and felony convictions several times.
That's right. This is a man who had reentered the United States multiple times over recent decades. Before he started getting put in federal prison for illegal reentry, he had a handful of relatively minor drug felony charges in various states. He was sort of a drifter from the way his attorneys describe him, basically traveling between Mexico and the United States to find work and a way to feed himself. In this case, he had just finished his third stint in federal prison for illegal reentry. A lot of people may not know this, but if you have a criminal history like he did, you're more likely to get sentenced to prison time if you are caught at the border. And he was caught at the border. He served 5 years in federal prison. And previous to this, when he had gotten out of federal prison, the feds had basically handed him over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. But in 2015, they did something different. They called San Francisco and asked them if they wanted Garcia Zarate to answer to a 20-year-old marijuana warrant. The sheriff's office said yes because it was a court order and they said they had to obey it. So they went and picked him up. But the marijuana charge was dismissed fairly quickly. He was 20 years old. The evidence had been destroyed. And the sheriff's office then set him free because they are part of a sanctuary city and they have a local law that prohibits them from communicating with or cooperating with Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
So it's easy to see how this case became ground zero for the debate over not only immigration, but sanctuary cities. Opponents of sanctuary cities point to this case and say, this is a man who never should have been in San Francisco in the first place. And if he weren't, then Kate Steinle would still be alive. But what are the attorneys in this case saying? Is this case about immigration at all?
Not according to what the jurors will be hearing. This is District Attorney Spokesman Mac Szabo. He says this is just about getting justice for the Steinle family.
You know, the defendant here is charged with murder. So the issues for us are, you know, whether he pulled the trigger, and if he did so with implied malice.
On the defense side, you know, they agree in the sense that this murder case is not going to be about the broader immigration debate. But defense attorney Matt Gonzalez thinks that the charges brought against him were political and that the DA was moved to sort of throw the book at Garcia Zarate because of his immigration status.
If he was not a Mexican immigrant with prior felony convictions, he would not be charged with this crime.
So here's an entire nation arguing over the issue of immigration, Justice Department and immigration advocates arguing over sanctuary cities, and a case right at the center of it, which is really just about one person who pulled a trigger and whether that was an accident and whether a ricocheted bullet was aimed at this woman who died.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess as defense attorneys would say, if he even pulled the trigger, they think that this was sort of an accidental firing. I mean, I think it's interesting because this is probably not the best case for opponents of sanctuary cities. This man didn't have a violent past. Again, the federal government had him in their custody and chose to send him to a sanctuary city for reasons that have never really been explained. But yeah, it sparked this national debate. It's really lined people up on both sides, and it's actually prompted some legislation in Congress named for Catherine Steinle. It's called Kate's Law, and that law seeks to really expand the ability of federal officials to get people to stay in prison longer if they're caught repeatedly entering the U.S. and maybe have a felony history. But I talked to a guy at the Cato Institute, which is a libertarian body, and he studied this really extensively. And he told me, this is David Beer, that he doesn't actually think Kate's Law would have saved Catherine Steinle.
He was clearly not deterred after the first 5-year term or the second. And ultimately, it really played no role in him being sent to San Francisco anyway. So it's not clear to me what this is trying to get at or how the authors believe that this is going to prevent, you know, a future Kate Steinle situation from occurring.
Still, Marisa, we have this case about one murder or alleged murder. The rest of the country is watching this with an immigration agenda in mind.
Yeah, I think that this case is going to be followed very closely, not just by the mainstream media, but by the right-wing media. Fox News really has had this as a priority of theirs since the shooting occurred. And we'll expect to see a lot of attention on this case and continuing forward, of course, on this debate over sanctuary cities and immigration policy in general.
And how long does the judge say the trial may take and how long before we may have a verdict?
You know, I think that the trial itself is expected to last maybe 3 to 4 weeks, and then, you know, it's in the jury's hands, so we'll see. But it won't be, you know, a super long drawn-out case, but I think there's going to be a lot of interesting questions, including this gun, where it came from. It was actually stolen out of a federal police officer's car, and so there's, I think, some questions about the culpability there.
Marisa Lagos, politics reporter with KQED in San Francisco. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.